excited about what the Lord is doing. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
Today I want to share with you a real solid truth that will absolutely change your life. How many of you want your life changed? Increased and bettered. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray right now that you just move upon us. And Lord, open our hearts and open our spirits. Lord, get us all excited about Jesus. We just thank you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I have, last week, the Lord just said, just lift my name over every circumstance.
Amen.
And then I said, okay, Lord, I lift your name over every circumstance. I said, no, now lift my personhood over your circumstance. Lift me. Allow me to move. And I am seeking him. And the Lord just gave me a word, which for those of you that follow our posts, you're going to see some similarities. So this is a little bit more extension. We do Truth and Life Ministries, and we do a post every Thursday. And I did cover some of this subject matter. Today I will share and reveal to you the greatest, one of the greatest privileges and the greatest honors and the blessings that any created individual could ever be granted. We also are going to talk about one of the most powerful weapons available to mankind, and the force that is available at your disposal at any time, 24/7. And that would be called the power of praise. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about power of praise, and I want you to not zero this into 2 hours on Sunday morning. That's what we've done. Okay, let's go praise the Lord 2 hours Sunday morning or an hour, whatever the case. I want you to get beyond that and expand it. Amen? Because praise is the fundamental essence of every person's life. You will not exist in a triumphant, victorious, joyful life unless you have a heart and a life full of praise. It is fundamental to our belief system. It is fundamental to who we are. Praise goes along with prayer. Pastor Mark talked about that. There's two elements that determine the height, the quality, the depth, and the strength of your worship. And that is, the first one is the commitment to prayer, which we've talked about already. And the other one is willingness and understanding of what it is to praise God in all things, for all things, and because of all things. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
You see, praise is an antidote to anything that's heavy. You've got heaviness in your life, praise. If you have depression in your life, praise. If you have a downness and negativeness, get along with praise in the Lord. How many of you know the Bible says light and darkness cannot exist together? Is that true? Okay. Well, I'm here to tell you, heaviness and praise cannot exist together. Depression and praise cannot exist together. I'm here to tell you, downness and negative and praise cannot exist together. Either you'll have one or you'll have the other. And what I'm seeing in today's culture, and I am fired up today, so you just have to walk with me. Amen. Because what I've seen in today's culture is that we always are the heavy side, the woe side, the me side. In fact, most of the songs are about me. Amen. And God said, just come and lift up a praise unto my name and get up all your stuff and start praising my name. Can I hear an amen on it? And so it's a commitment to us. It's a willingness. And at the end, I kind of found, I never do this, but I found a song that really puts the power of what I'm trying to say, and Alex is going to attempt to let us close off the bed. Amen. Psalm 69:34 says, let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. So praise is not something we do, it's an essence of what life is.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's our kindness. And our atmosphere and our environment is all reflective of the amount of praise we have in our lives. Our atmosphere is changed by our praise. By the way, we haven't, you know, the atmosphere in our nation is not too hot right now. Can I hear an amen on you? That's because we've lost the power of praise. The church does not get out in public and praise the Lord anymore. We gotta just gotta regain part of the revival, part of the move of God, and I am a revivalist. I don't apologize for it. Amen. And part of revival is that we have to reinstitute free radical praise inside the house and outside the house and in our homes. All creation. Say all creation.
All creation.
Oh, it's just me, Lord? No, listen to me. All creation was created to be a praise and be a glory to Almighty God. All creation. There is nothing that exists that does not praise the Lord.
That's right.
Oh, we've kind of explained it all away. When I hear the birds in the morning walking my dog, they're praising the Lord. When I walk out into to the air and you see the trees, the creation, Psalm 148, 1 through 5 says, praise him, praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the height, praise him all his angels, praise him all his hosts, praise him sun, moon, praise him all the stars of light, praise him the highest heavens and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created.
Yes.
With every essence of our being, if you are a created being and you are breathing, we have a responsibility every day, 7 days a week, 24/7, to have a spirit of praise and honor to the one who created us.
Amen.
We have lost track of that. We have lost track that you're on this earth because someone gave us life. We've lost track of thanksgiving and gratitude to the living God because he gave us life. Oh, this drudgery life I live. No, you need to get up and praise within the heaven of Father. Amen. Psalm 98:8 says this, let the rivers clap their hands. Ha! Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. God's calling all creation to praise him, not just us, all creation. Now, how many of you understand that when the curse came and Adam fell, all creation was put into curse? The only thing that relieves the environment, relieves God's creation, the only thing that relieves them at this point is the praise coming up of the living Father, amen, that changes the atmosphere, brings heaven down. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Isaiah 55:12 says, for you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field, amen, shall clap their hands.
Amen.
I don't know if you know it or not, church, but we've got to get a realization that God created everything.
Yes.
And we've got to stop looking at man and stop looking at junk and start looking at the Creator. I take a look at the trees flowing in the air, knowing, oh, wow, that just blowing in. No, it says the trees are clapping their hands. So it says that all creation was created to be a praise and honor. For all creation was created. Now, we don't have an environmental problem in the world. We have a praise problem in the world. We are allowing the essence of what man has done put into the environment instead of listening to what God has instructed. Can I hear an amen on that? Beloved, all creation is called to praise. Every creation is called to praise. Everything created. Amen?
Amen.
Each individual, now we get to us, was created and designed and assigned by God to be a vessel of praise that God's glory would be released on the earth. We were created and designed to be instruments and vessels and people of praise. We were created. That's why we're here. We're here. And if you've got a heavy atmosphere, don't join it. Praise up a minute. If we walk into darkness, don't look at the darkness. Look up, and look up what your help comes from. What's that? You want to just look for Jesus to save me? No! We have to look up and lift up from this earth with the power and authority God gave us. Lift up his name and praise it over him. And all of a sudden, you'll start to see things change.
Yes.
That's just too simplistic. No, it works. I stand before you, my wife and I, and I don't mind saying it. Next Thursday, married 55 years. We've been Christians much of that time. And we we've been seeing all kinds of things, and all things are happening, and people say, well, how did you do it? We never lost our praise. In the midst of despair, we never lost our praise. In the midst of things trying to destroy us, our inner being, we never lost our praise. Me losing everything we owned before we became in the ministry, amen? We didn't lose our praise. No matter what you're facing, God designed you not to succumb to circumstances, but in those circumstances, lift up the praise beyond it. Amen?
Amen.
And because why is Psalms 50, 150, verse 6 says, let everything that have breath
praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Everything. Amen. Are you all breathing?
Amen.
We're called to praise the Lord. When you get up in the morning, instead of moaning and groaning, I guarantee your day will change. You begin to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you for this morning. I honor you and bless you in Jesus' name. I lift and praise the name of Jesus over my day in Jesus' name. Oh, you're getting radical. Yes, I'm getting radical, because that is what's going to sustain us. And then we can have services all we want. And then we can sing all the songs we want. But until we change the atmosphere we're living in, we are not going anywhere. And the only thing at this point that will change the atmosphere is prayer and word and praise that will bring a quality of worship. You will not have a quality, penetrating, enemy-destroying worship until you get the foundation of praise in your spirit.
Amen. Amen.
We've lost that today. What is a vessel of praise? One who has a relationship with the living God. Has a continual flow of praise from your heart. What is a continual flow of praise from your heart? Praise of gratitude, of thanksgiving. Amen? Of adoration and honor springing forth from you there, from our hearts, which enables then us to experience and release the It releases us. It releases all of us to experience the power of praise. It is one of the greatest forces known to mankind. It is something that amen, unless the devil convinces you not to do it, he can't stop it. No matter where you are or what circumstance you are, praise, amen, should come out of your being. And we in our culture today, we've lost something of gratitude. We give something, we expect more. We now receive something, we don't even say thank you anymore. We're now like the nine letters.
Yeah.
That's what the church is now. We come in, we get blessed with God, and we go our way. We don't give thanks. We don't honor. Most services should be full of thanksgiving and praise instead of, oh, help me, Lord. I'm a lost soul. Well, amen. If you're a lost soul, let's give praise and get you saved. Amen. God wants us to move into a humble dimension, my brothers and sisters. And it enables us the power of praise. The life of the power of praise is thanksgiving, it's gratitude, it's always rejoicing. It's always bringing forth the praise. It's actually being a little radical before God. I love King David in 2 Samuel 14 through 15. It says, then David danced before the Lord with all his might. David was wearing linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord. Amen. With shouting and with a sound of trumpet. Now everybody kind of focuses on David. They didn't have any clothes on except his drawers. Amen. And I want to, because God gave me a little revelation of that, maybe we should not focus on what David wasn't wearing and focus the principle of what David was teaching us. The principle that David was teaching us, in order to have a radical praise, you've got to shed yourself of all your fleshly stuff and worldly garments.
Yes. That's good.
See, David was down to his underwear because he shed off everything that would stop him from radically, violently, robustly praising the Lord. Not even the opinion of his wife was going to change that. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Not even the opinion of man was going to change that. Not even family members were going to change that. He ripped his clothes off and he started radically praising God. And what's that message to us today? Church, get rid of all the clothing and the stuff and the issues of, and all the stuff that we put on us all day long. Get rid of it like David did and start radically praising God.
Amen.
It's important. Because we look at David, well, he was a king and he was a, no, he was a radical praiser. No, I love worship. Please hear my heart. I'm not dispelling worship. I'm trying to get you into having a worship that does something instead of just sitting here, all right, singing songs. Because if you come in here praising the Lord 6 days a week, your worship automatically, Pastor Mark, will take off in a different direction. Automatically. Why? Because you'll be coming with an atmosphere of praise and honor and glory to the Lord. Not woe is me, help me. I come to get something from you, God. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
It's exciting. We used to have a song. I guess that's my age. But we used to have a song that we used to sing, get all excited, go tell someone about Jesus. We used to sing this stuff. Amen? And God's saying, it's do it again. Do it again, Lord. Bring the revival, okay? Well, we want God to bring the revival, then maybe we need to bring some radical praise. Maybe we need to bring some lost worship. Maybe we need to change the way we approach God. Not with our hands, you know, looking for a handout, but our hands up, looking to praise his name. So what is the power of praise? Power of praise denotes one's ability, willingness, and commitment to declare God's name. Hello? Purposes and will, and to release his power and presence throughout everything, in everything, over everything, every day of your life. Now that's not easy to say, because praise, I want to say to you, is a reaction of your relationship with God, but also praise is a choice. When I'm looking at a circumstance, I could look at it as down and awful and blame God, my wife, husband, pastor. I could look at all that, blame everybody. I could look at the circumstance, or I can make a choice. I think, was it Mary? Was not happy with her soul, so she said, "You will." I'm putting my own words. You will, soul, praise the Lord. It is a directive to our soul. It's a commitment. It's a choice. We just can't allow any longer culture to drive our mindset. We must be a people of God that knows the source of our power. Amen?
Amen.
So, power of praise denotes an ability, a willingness, and a commitment to declare God's name no matter where we are. Are you hearing me? No matter what we're doing, declare his purposes and his will. Release his power and his presence in, through, and over all things. Flowing in the power of praise gives one access to God. I want you to hear me now, because there's a lot of people who struggle worship, and you're struggling worship because your heart is wrong. And your reason your heart is wrong is you're not praising God on a daily basis. You have a heavy heart because you don't have any praise and gratitude for God, what he has done for you.
Yes.
Well, look at my circumstance. God knows exactly where you're at. And he's waiting for you to get up out of your stuff and lift up the name of Jesus. Look from where your health comes from. Cast your mind on the things above and praise his holy name. Yeah. This is glory, and the power of praise gives you access to God and activates God's kingdom. Oh, where's God's kingdom? He's waiting for the praise of his people.
Amen.
It activates the kingdom.
Jesus.
Amen? It solidifies our relationship with God. Listen to me. Praise solidifies our relationship with God. It says, I am going to be grateful no matter what. And Paul said, in all things I will learn to what? Be content. That is the essence of walking into a life of praise. All things, I am content, and I give God honor and praise for all things. Can I hear an amen on that?
Amen.
And so God wants us to understand that. Okay, it solidifies our relationship with the Lord. It continually said, Lord, I will praise you and thank you. I will give you honor and glory no matter what is in my life. Amen?
Amen.
Well, by the way, if you will do that, your wise God will leave. Why this? Why'd you do this to me? Why is this? What's happening? Why me? Why me? Why me? Why me? Why me? Stop crying why and start praising his name.
Amen.
The why me's and the would have been's and the should have been's and the could have been's, they will all go away. They will be blown to the wind from whence they came, because praise will shatter anything that's hidden between you and God. See, praise also influences the atmosphere and defeats the enemy. It literally defeats the enemy. You got the devil attacking you? I'm not saying he's not going to. He's out there, folks. Okay? But I'm going to guarantee you, you want to defeat the enemy in his face. Say, I don't care what you're doing to me. In the name of Jesus, I'm praising my God. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord no matter what. Well, I don't understand praise. It's, if I don't understand it, I'm not going to do it. No, praise the Lord. Some people used to say, well, yeah, when we're growing up, I'll be hypocrite because I don't feel that inside. Well, amen. If you praise the Lord enough, your inside will start to catch up with the words that you're speaking because it's going upward, and the upwardness will come back down and affect your heart. If you can't praise something and not grab the gratitude of what you're praising, amen? Isaiah 43:21 says, the people whom I form for myself will declare my praise. There's a lot of people out there not declaring God's praise anymore. My circumstances that prevent me from praising God. Well, are you formed by God?
Yes.
If you are, then you need to praise the Lord. I don't care what our circumstances are. We have been in the depths of despair of having nothing. And to the heights of the mountains of obtaining, traveling the world, preaching for God. And our praise has not changed from the time we were down in the depths, in the valley, in the shadow of death. I'll fear no evil. And to Mount Zion, the top of where God was moving in our life, our praise didn't change. It sustains you.
Amen.
It keeps you.
Amen.
It forms you. It gives the enemy an eviction notice.
Yes.
The power of praise, I want to say to you, is sorely needed in our culture, in our environment today. It is sorely needed. And it is needed where we need to have a robust, radical praise people again. Are we going to look like David? Because he looked like a nut doing nothing. I don't know. Maybe if you would give ourselves the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't be caught in our New England conservatism and the down spirit of the spirit of religion where we have to perform. Most of us were raised in churches where I couldn't even turn around and look around. I did. My father hit me in the back of the head. Said, all right, I got to look, sit there, be stiff. And we grew up with that. And I'm not going to answer, please say, I don't do that. Okay, but I was Episcopalian and I grew up High Episcopal Church, and amen. And my friends were Catholic and all this stuff, and I'm not knocking all that, but there was a spirit of religion that got a hold of God's praise and worship that we couldn't be free to exuberantly praise God because it wasn't acceptable. Oh, we're on our way back there now, even in the spirit-filled churches. Are you all hearing me?
Yeah.
So it changes the atmosphere, changes the culture. Praise and worship, the radicalness, has been greatly diminished in our culture today, and some churches totally eradicated. Where if you raise your hand, you will look frowned upon. Let alone praise you, Jesus. You're frowned upon. Now here's the analogy, what we have. Here's what the spirit of religion did. Listen to me, okay? This is very important. I have a message to get this place and you released. For years, we used to walk around, and some of you will recognize this. And if something happened to us, we would just put up, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise you, Jesus. Or someone would come up with something happened to us, well, praise God. And then the church says, you can't relate to those who are lost. So you need to stop the religious lingo. That's what they called it. It's out there, church. Stop the religious lingo. Don't speak that church language to someone who's not saved. And so all of a sudden, you need to stop doing that so they will come to the church. Well, the church stopped doing that, but they're not coming to the church. Why? Because we have gone contrary to what God said. If I was somebody who doesn't know Jesus, so maybe the one thing that will break the devil's hold over their life is I'll say, praise you, Jesus, right to them. So in our form to win the culture, we become the culture with no praise. We didn't come here to be part of the culture. We came here to be a counterculture and lifting up the name, listen to me, of Jesus Christ, all the world, and praise and honor. That's what God wants. What's happened? The religious spirit that has infiltrated the church has brought a great deception that praise is no longer culturally acceptable. You go to a normal mainline, I'll use the other adjectives some other day, but not now, church, and you say out loud, thank you, Jesus, they probably will usher you out, or an usher will come and see you. If you, during a song, got excited and jumped up and down, an usher would come and say, please sit down. We have squashed, the spirit of religion has squashed. Amen. It's culturally unacceptable. Amen. Political correctness has changed us. Amen. We cannot go out and declare the name of Jesus anymore because it's not politically correct. How many of us in our jobs even mention the name of Jesus? I'm sorry if they say, well, give me in trouble. That's not my problem. God is after a people who will no longer deny him by the spirit of silence.
Jesus.
Deny me before man.
And I'll deny
you before the Father. Silence is denial. We need to get a praise back in our spirit. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Amen. We also, radical praise is disruptive. It changes, it's out of order. Well, hello, I grew up in a charismatic movement. I grew up in the Pentecostal movement that, amen, everything was a little chaotic, but it was in order. Because it's chaotic to you and your silly flesh, it does not mean it's chaotic to God and Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Are you with me? Aren't you glad I don't preach for you every week, amen? But you got to understand something, amen? Anything contrary to you being a free praise and worship person before God, amen, is someone who is trying to stop you from being who God created you to be. Mm-hmm. Amen? So it's not disruptive, and it's not out of order. It's very much in order in the kingdom of God. The problem is we don't understand the kingdom of God. God will take care of that. Amen? The problem is that man has displaced praise with, I'm just going to tell you some terms here. He displaced or replaced praise with dead, downtrodden, religious, false piety. Because how many of us walk into church, haven't got an ounce of praise, all right, but within 2 minutes, Pastor Mark, I'm C chord. And you leave that church service the same as you came in. I have another word for it, but I'm being nice this morning because I promise the Lord I'm not gonna upset anybody. That's why we're gonna close with a song. Because it's time that we get a praise back in our hearts and our spirits. There is a time when praise, amen. When a phrase was used, I already covered that, is that we used to openly declare Jesus is Lord. I never had a problem even in a place to work saying praise the Lord. Even when I was working in a corporate circle, you don't understand what it is today. No, I understand what it is today. We have succumbed to a culture that shuts out Jesus. That's what's happened.
That's right.
praising the Lord. Our life would be praise to the Lord. Amen? Praise is one of the most powerful weapons in the advancement of God's kingdom. It is one, if you don't believe me, go throughout the Old Testament. Pastor Mark, he'll be able to tell you off the top of his head because he knows things. Amen. I love you, man. But the armies of God did not send out F-86s. The armies of God did not send out tanks, planes. What did the armies of God say? The armies of God said, what did they do? They said, God says, send out what? Come on. Send out the worshipers and the praisers
That's
before
right.
your army.
Yes.
Send them out first. What, are you crazy? Send them out. In a time the worship and praise reached the Father, fear had filled the other kitchen. Why don't we have any fear? We have an onslaught in America to close the church down. You don't think that's happening. Wake up, church. But we need to praise the Lord and release the presence of God in them. Amen? So praise is one of the most powerful weapons in the advancement of the kingdom of God. Praise disrupts the elements in the realm of darkness. If you walk into this building and it's dark, and feel dark, or any building, just lift up a praise of Jesus. Amen? Well, it's just not that simple. It is that simple. We haven't got the revelation. We don't really know who we are. I'm created on this earth as an authority of the Son of God. I have the anointing of God that breaks every bondage. Oh, that's you too, by the way. And whatever I do, because I walk as a son and daughter of God, wherever I go, if I lift the name of Jesus up, and I praise his name, it shatters the darkness that holds you. Why do you think in schools they don't even let you wear a t-shirt with Jesus' name on it? Excuse me. Because when you lift that name above every name, everything else has to die.
Hallelujah.
Including a corrupt, humanistic, religious system that indoctrinates our children. They do not teach them anymore. Are you with me? So praise disrupts the realm of darkness. Praise silences the devil. Are you with me? Plenty of time we were down and out, and I hear that voice, you're not going to make it. You see, look all around you, everything's going wrong. God's not saving you. God's not going to pull you out of this circumstance. God's not going to do this. That little voice. And as soon as you're saying, Jesus, I'm praising you.
Yeah.
Lord, I know where I am right now, and I know there's a foreign voice that's coming at me, but I choose to praise you. I choose to look beyond my circumstance. Well, I'm depressed. Well, I choose to look beyond my depression unto the one who has saved and created me. You see, God created you to be an element of praise. That's your creation, it's your DNA. Amen? And so it silences the devil. His voice gets on. As soon as you praise it, it dismantles strongholds. I want you to listen to me now. You've got a stronghold in your life that's running you. I don't care if it's an addiction, it's a habit, whatever it is. I am telling you, church, get in the middle of it and start praising God. Are you with me? It destroys strongholds. Amen? So God wants us to understand. Amen. The downtrodden will be lifted up.
Yes, Lord.
When you praise the Lord. Praise sabotages the schemes of the enemy. You see, if you praise every day long, the scheme of the enemy can't get in your heart. If you get up every morning and thank God for where you are, thank God. How many of you, well, I'll get maybe, because time's running out, but how many of you, would have a difficult time lifting up the name of the Lord and praising God for your job at all times, every day, 24/7. Are you with me? Yes. You see, you're wondering what I'm saying here. Because you see, you're not recognizing that job that is driving you nuts is there to change you to the likeness of Christ. To affect the atmosphere of the evil. And to lift up the praise in the name of Jesus. So no matter where you are, if you understand what I'm talking about today, you release God's presence in that circumstance. You have a vessel. You are a vessel. And when I press, I release the kingdom of God in that circumstance. Amen? I have to move on. By the way, don't be downtrodden. Praise depowers evil. Why are we such evil in our nation? Amen? I have a confession. Because I got caught up in some of this stuff. My wife and I have had discussions with this evil that's going on. And it started affecting me. And I realized that the reason it's affecting me is because I lost my praise over that circumstance. And as soon as I started praising God over that circumstance, it no longer affected me. 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 5 says, the weapons of our warfare, I'm not going to go through all of it, are not carnal, but mighty to the holy and our strongholds. Weapons of our war, this is the greatest weapon God has given you.
Amen.
Praise. It breaks. Prayer is a call. Mm-hmm. Praise is a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't want you to confuse it. Well, it's either praise or prayer. No, you need both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? The power of praise enlightens the soul. It lifts you up. If I can do anything else today, if I can get you to rise up above your heaviness, rise up above your problems and start praising God. He said, well, that doesn't change anything. If I praise God, I still don't owe $40,000. That just doesn't change anything. That's because you don't believe it'll change anything. Because if you don't praise God in the midst of your $40,000 debt, you can't at least have to come down and take care of that debt. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I know what I'm talking about. I know what it is to have God come in and move. Amen. Just so you can do something. I'm not giving you fairy tale stuff. This is real stuff. Praise works. We come to church service here. We're talking about everything. We're not praising God. Lifting up his name above every name. Well, I don't like to be loud. Well, I don't need it all the time either. But when there's the praise coming out of that, the Spirit of God come about in me. Okay, and whatever volume the Holy Spirit wants, it's cool with me.
That's right.
So praise, the power of praise enlightens the soul, replaces the spirit of heaviness. And listen to me, because I've heard, and even in our house here, I've heard this so many times, oh, it's so heavy in here. Or we worship, we're just like here, Pastor Mark, and it's like a cloud of heaviness. And people just, oh, it's just so heavy in here, so heavy in here. Okay, so I'm going to bow down more to try to worship God in the spirit of heaviness. I'm going to bow down more. I'm going to bow to the Spirit. I'm going to bow, hoping that God will come and lift me up out of my heaviness so I can worship him. No, in the power of heaviness in a church building or in a building, wherever you go, and in your family, may I say please, is that you just need to start praising Jesus. Your home will change if there's an element of praise every day. It replaces the spirit of heaviness. Praise, the power of praise energizes hope.
Yes.
Hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. Why do we have so many sick people? It's because there's no praise that energizes hope.
Yes.
Are you with me? And so this is very, very important. Oh, by the way, the other thing is, I'm going to have to cut some of this short, but the other thing I want to say is, because this is crucial, praise breaks the hold of your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, praise will destroy your stubbornness.
Mm-hmm.
I look like a fool if I praise God. Amen. When we were in the Lord in the earlier years, and I can say this because it's good to reminisce, okay? It was a badge of honor if you counted to be a fool for Jesus because you was praising his name.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, well, this sounds terrible, but we actually worked on, I mean, who's going to be the greatest fool?
All right. Can we try?
Because you've got to have the praise. You've got to be radical forgotten. Amen? I'm not going to go through all scripture to time it, but you go check out Isaiah 61:3. It's a famous scripture, but it says that we are, now I'm going to read it. They console themselves who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty, what? For ashes. What? Come on. Oil. The joy of mourning. Now we stop there. Because that sounds religious. We stop there. So pour on the oil. My beauty is going to be gone. And we succumb to believing half the scriptures. Pastor Mark always on this. He said, you give him part of scripture, and he gonna finish it for you, and then he's going to tell you, get it in context for you. Is that true? So let's what follows the joy for mourning? It's an instruction that says, what? The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So if I'm heavy and depressed, then maybe instead of, I hate to take this, taking man's methods, maybe I need to praise God. Uh-huh. Maybe I need to start working with the spiritual remedies instead of man's medicine. Yeah. I hope I said it all right. Mm-hmm. I'll try to be careful. You got to understand that God wants you to be beyond yourself. Gee, did I preach that a couple weeks ago? God wants you to go beyond your flesh. God, through praise, instills a heavenly mindset. Well, why did I think like Jesus? Because you have no praise life. You're trying to understand the scriptures in your own flesh because your flesh is in the way because you're not praising God. You got to lift up a praise to Jesus. Amen? Is that good? You all mad at me?
No.
Amen. One of the greatest forces and influences that affects the climate, changes the atmosphere, and creates a godly environment is high praises of the body of Christ, his ecclesia, which reflects the light, the glory, and the goodness of God. I will say this to you, that we need in the body of Christ, and I'm going to say right in this house, if the air is so electrified by the energy of Holy Spirit, if the air is so energized by the high praise of God's people, if the air is so full of the adoration, honoring, glory of God, so full of it, people will clamor to be here in that presence. And so we all have to work. We all have to energize. It's our responsibility. Wherever I walk in with this heaviness, I immediately go into reaction. In the name of Jesus, I lift your name above this heaviness. I lift your name. You get up tomorrow morning, you lift the name, praise your name, and praise the name of Jesus over your situation. Praise consistently. Sincere acknowledgement and thankfulness, and recognition of God's presence. Amen. It's ever present with his attributes, his promises, his perfections, his works, and his glory. That's what praise is. We accept it for all he is. God's word instructs believers that it is our duty. Listen to me, church, okay? Oh, praise and worship is just so beautiful. No. The praise and worship is not an option. Now you're going to get a different side of me because we made it an option. I heard many people all the years of ministry, I'm not praising God for what he's done with us. I got one man so mad at me. Oh my goodness. And this guy was a vice president of the company. And he had circumstance on. He said, you need to praise God in, for, and about your circumstances. I will never praise God for the circumstances. So I said, fine, live it. Because until you praise your way out of the circumstance, you'll stay in it. Is this okay? You're doing all right? You see, God instructs us. It's our duty, our responsibility, an act of obedience to have it praised at the center core and the essence of our heart on a daily basis, celebrating, expressing the honor and glory and recognition of God Almighty. That's what God's after. We want revival. We want God to move. And so, well, what can we do? I'm here to tell you, we can do a lot. Don't wait for this worship team to get you down the runway, grinding out, trying to get some worship. I've been on that side of the platform. I've seen faces. It's not pretty. I've seen people in circumstances. They walk in their circumstances. And then they leave church service saying, God didn't do anything for me. You're here because you hope God will come and rescue you instead of being obedient to what God said and said, praise me in all things. Come on, church, praise me. I said in all things. I said praise me in all things. Amen? So God's word instructs each believer. It's a duty. It's a responsibility. It is part of our very core. It is the glory and recognition of God Almighty in our life. When believers praise, they declare that they trust and have faith in God and strengthens their inner man. You want to know why we're so weak? It's because praise declares, I believe and have faith in God. That's what it is. It declares it. It speaks it up. And if you're unwilling to do that, you're going to be weak. You're going to be pushed around by every circumstance of life. So declaring. When we praise, we declare that the trust and faith in Him strengthen our inner man. And with a resolve, now listen to me, with a resolve, say resolve to me,
resolve.
To stand for the Lord no matter what, in preparation for the flow of God's presence and the power of every aspect of our lives. I marveled at, was it last week, Pastor Mark, we were talking about the Chinese underground church. You have to be willing to die to be a Christian. It's a different story in America. And in order for it never to go to that direction, and we are heading there very rapidly, is that the radical praise needs to return to the church. And we no longer, listen to me now, I know I'm going to cause you problems. Listen to me. You no longer in the world cannot declare the name and the lordship of Jesus Christ, because it's not politically correct.
Right.
It is unacceptable, and God is going to change it, because this revival coming, this move of God, amen, is not about us feeling good. It's about dramatic and definite change in the very essence of creation that we understand today. Amen? We are called. Hebrews 13:15 says, therefore let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise, proclaiming our allegiance to Him. If we do not have a continual sacrifice of praise, then we do not continually proclaim our allegiance to Jesus Christ. And the Lord has really been saying to me something. Amen? He's been declaring something. He says, you need to start lifting my name up. Okay, Father. No. Oh, Holy Spirit. No. You need to lift me up, the Father, and you need to lift the Holy Spirit up. But you see, if you look at the church today, the biggest name that is not lifted up is the Savior. Oh, we praise God. Oh, we go in Congress now in His name. In whose name? Jesus Christ must be lifted up no matter where we go. And yes, you are going to have some adverse reaction from people. So life of you can start getting that ready, but I'm going to close off. And I want you to leave here. I'm going to read the scripture again. I want you to leave here with a song in your spirit. I want you to leave here with a new force of praise. But I want you to understand that we are to have power in praise. Amen? We have power in praise. I want you to leave here that it's a force and will of act of us. We have to become, listen to me now, we have to become aggressive. We have to become proactive in our praise. We no longer can walk around hoping that someone's going to do something. We need to be a force. We need to start speaking it. And yes, if I've got to get in someone's face that's trying to stop me from praising God, then get out of my way. And amen? And because God. So let me close with this. The scripture instructs us each to believe that we are to what? Rejoice always. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. How many people have been, oh, I just want the will of God. Okay, give thanks to everything. That's the will of God. Amen? For you in Christ Jesus. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Always giving thanks for all, say all things in the name of Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. For each believer to have a life of spirit, a victorious life, healthy heart, and a heavenly mindset, praise is not an option.
Amen.
Praise is not an option. I hope you can catch something with this. The willingness to be forceful. He says the title of this is, I got to give God praise. No matter what I am in, I have to give God praise. In the midst of my despair, despair still controls if I don't give him my praise. The answer, the world will say this is just too simplistic. Notice, you got a problem with someone and you don't like someone. I've had this tested, that praise the Lord for that someone and ask for God's blessing.